Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Sure.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Welcome to my place. Hey, welcome to my place. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Welcome to our place. Yeah. What's good?
Right. Friday Night Live. Online Radio with the War. So you know how we do on Friday night? You know, we help y'all get ready to go out to the club, or you can go out on a date as a couple, first date, rekindle the fire. Whatever it is, we got y'all. We got y'all back. We gonna make it happen tonight for y'all, and we gonna get it in. You know how we do it. So, I guess we'll get into the weather report here coming up just a little bit. I kind of just self-snitched a little bit what it was like here, but we got some other things going on. We got some events to talk about. What's some things that you know we have to talk about tonight?
You know what? You just said something that I want to talk about tonight. How can you rekindle your relationship? Let's do that. Once the fire is dimmed, how do you rekindle it? And what do? Does he have to do it? Does she have to do it? Collective? Let's talk about it.
Right. Shit, you might even have to bring somebody else in. I'm just saying.
Wow,
you know how we do it. We got a lot of new music. We got industry artists. We got majors. This is a new guy. He goes by the name of Amine, I believe it is. It's called Spice Girl. Right here, Monsters Radio. New music. Let's get into it. Tell him where we are. This ain't recorded. This is what?
It's live, y'all. Let's get it. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Freaking little mama. Says she on a diet, so she only eat bananas. Always in your prime. Other women don't align. And when I'm off work, then you know it's bedtime. So let's go. Let's hit the I-5. Get away from BS. Don't waste no downtime. I don't ever like them bougie. That's the type that won't assume me. And when we get together, hit it like Viva forever. I wanna know, is this real or fake? Do I have a chance or am I paving ways? I'm trying to find a reason not to say your name. Like you, there's no look alike. I need a Spice Girl. Ziggy ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a British girl. Got a show in London. Won't you come around? Put you on the list, it's nothing. You say you gotta work, cause you're studying for masters. Yeah, these women fine, but only on the camera. They deceiving, super thieving. They finish come and go, like when they weaving. I never listen to the scheming type, yeah. I want the sporty, scary ginger spice. I wanna know, is this real or fake? Do I have a chance or am I paving ways? I'm trying to find a reason not to say your name. Like you, there's no look-alike. I need a Spice Girl. Ziggy ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a My girl's a Spice Girl. Her world's in my world. And most of all, she's fine to me. In the line with the infatuation I feel. I need a Spice Girl. Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. We're getting y'all ready. Oh my God. Girl, you want to try to save me? You're going to let me choke out like that. That's messed up, man. My bad. My bad. You know, I'm so used to you choking all the time. I didn't know if he was for real this time. I'm certified. I can help you, though. I'm certified. My bad. I'm so used to you choking. I got you next time. Okay.
Do a Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report. Tell the people what's the weather like. Hello.
Today in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the weather, you guys, is a nice brisk 66 degrees with a nice wind. Looks like we're going to have some rain coming in pretty soon, so grab your raincoat, your rain boots, or that cute umbrella just in case. Grab a little light jacket. It's going to be a cold, windy one tonight.
Right, that's right. So, all right. Let me see. What else can I play tonight to kind of get the people in the mood a little bit? You know what? I got some Faith Evans. Yep, I got some Faith Evans. As y'all all know, if you don't know, she released a new album. It's the whole album. It's her. She does a lot of remixes on there with her and B.I.G., Notorious B.I.G., her husband, her, what would that be considered? Ex-husband?
Her deceased husband.
That's the one we're going to run with. Okay.
We're going to run with that one. That sounds so political correct.
Right. Because, yeah, I could get beat up if I say it the wrong way. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, this right here is Faith Evans, Notorious B.I.G., and Snoop Dogg. This right here is a remix that they did. It's called When We Party. This right here goes out to all the people with the West Coast mannerism. Rockland is Monsters Radio Friday Night Live. We got the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat coming up here in just a little bit. And talk about the state fair a little bit. If you're an artist, yeah. I definitely know you should be out there. If you're an artist from out of town, you might want to fly in for this type of an event. So check it out. Here's that music right quick, and we're going to come back. D-Monster, Miss Unbelievable.
Yes, you do.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, because a West Coast party don't stop.
When we party on the West Coast.
You are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster, Monsters Radio Live.
Your lyrics just split your head so hard that your hat can't fit you. Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you. Back through that maze I sent you.
The maze is a daze I blaze, I will amaze. Smoking while you're looking with some California A's. Me and Big, what it is, get it in. Sipping gin with the hen in the alleyway. Banging the Caliway.
Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type fifth, that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out, me and C the Leo.
S-N-O-O-P, Big D-O. Old school nigga, 84, El Camino. LBC, no, we love Big D-O. I-E-Y, make it even Bernardino.
When we party on the West.
Strictly for the weather, women and the weed. Sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost.
Y'all know I'm from the West, I'm the king to be exact. You better holler at me when you need that chronic sack. I got it all, one call, no stall, on the ball. Winter, spring, summer, fall, listen to me, holler at you, dog. Words of the clever, forever multiply. Birds of a feather, preparing none to fly. Perfection, selection, this is a B-I-G-D-P-G-C connection.
I'ma spell my name one more time, check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. What it do?
When we party on the
party, cause a West Coast party don't stop.
So you wanna ride with me? Don't you wanna ride? Come and ride with me.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party don't stop.
Yeah, Monsters Radio. Again, Friday Night Live. Getting y'all ready for the weekend. It's about to go down in here in the Twin Cities, where it's always lit. Just remember, if you go out tonight or any other night, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oops, my bad. Time is unbelievable. Did we already do our weather report?
We did.
Okay, yeah, I'm just so off point right now. It is what it is. My mind is somewhere else. I need a double shot and some fresh air.
I'll pass you that in a few minutes. I'll pass you that in a few. I got you. I got you. I'll pass that in a few minutes. What are we doing now?
All right. So, all right, let's talk about some of the things that's going on the weekend. I definitely want the people to know about, if you're in the Minneapolis area, if you're on the north side, there's a thing going on tomorrow that is unbelievable. I'm going to tell you about. Tell the people a little bit about that is tomorrow, right?
Yes, it's the Urban League Family Day. It's at the Lincoln Field off of, I want to say, 10 and Sheridan and 10 and Queen area. It's a annual event that we have every year on the north side. It's given by Urban League. There's going to be vendors, things for the kids, food. There's community speakers coming in to vote and everything, you know, to get out there, talk about voting, get out there and talking about all the things that you need to know about what's going on in your city. We also have vendors who have food, art, just a little bit of everything. So come out. It starts, there's a parade. I do believe the parade usually starts at 9 o'clock and then it runs to like 7. So it's a nonviolent event. Keep your guns and all that at home. There's going to be children and family, and it should be a great night and day. So once again, it's at the Lincoln Field off of Penn and Queen, and yeah.
So, all right. So, well, matter of fact, Monsters Radio Live, we're trying to be on the scene a little more than what we usually be. So, hey, we're going to be there. So, hey, if you see us with a shirt, the first person to come up and says, I need something monstrous to us when you see us in our shirts, you can win some Zoe Dollar tickets. You dig? So, hey, tomorrow, you see us. Be the first one. I need some monstrous. Win Zoe Dollar tickets. All right. So, all right, that event is brought to you by Equator Line Records and Baby Boo Number One Follows. And I believe Silent Flows, I don't know what part of his company has to do with it, but also I believe he's one of the forerunners on making all these things happen. Make sure you connect with them on social media, and you can connect with us if you need to buy tickets to this event. You'd be like, oh, I don't want to do all that extra stuff to win some tickets. Well, then go ahead, take your blood over to the site and buy your tickets. You think we can make that happen as well? So I'd get with us or send us an email at Gmail. I say at Gmail, monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we can make everything work out for you. At the end of the day, believe me, the people over there, they don't do like I do. They get it right. So let's see. What else is going on tomorrow for the people that they can get out and do, whether it be family or couple type stuff or whatever? What's some other events that you can think of that's popping off tomorrow here in the Twin Cities or surrounding area?
Oh, tomorrow there's the State Fair that's happening tomorrow, and Usher is here. Mm-hmm. Grandstand Live.
Right.
So he's going. So I mean, that's a couple times. He sings about couples all the time. So gotta
right,
get
right.
there
you
for
can
that.
Go as
I
a
mean,
couple.
You can go as a couple and leave as a couple. I mean, just use protection once you get it. No pun intended. Just joking.
You knew somebody was going to say something. You know.
I couldn't help it. We
ain't
just a hot mess.
Nobody. Right, that's just what, hey, I was listening to Major Radio, Major FM Radio, and they wanted the big sponsors behind him coming here, right? They was clowning.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Big Radio. They was clowning. I was like, oh. They don't took all the wow factor out of my stuff. There's nothing I can say now. You know, they was even putting out, they was like, ladies, you know, if you go, you just know not to go home with them. And, you know, if you do, just make sure you're protected, strapped up. Their tickets are half off, and I'm like, damn.
They've been giving them away for free. They've been free. They have been free for the last 2 weeks. I was like, put my vote, is any more free tickets out there? Because I ain't paying. I'm just saying.
Oh, poor Usher, it is. I just want to say this. I think he's saying he ain't got it. I want to see a doctor report before I say anything about him having Braille. I mean, was that too soon? I want to see a doctor report. before I say anything else, that's what I want to see. Y'all find everything else, shit. Y'all find footprints on the moon. I just want to see doctor reports. That's all I want to see. That's how.
Ooh.
That's how.
I
Is
know,
that
right?
Too much to ask for?
That's not
yeah,
too much.
Got me,
I mean, you know what?
Way.
I'm gonna keep it 100, though. You need to see doctor reports whenever you have a new partner. Or when you have 6 months, even with your partner. I'm just saying, just to be safe, because, you know, there's stuff out here, and don't get me wrong, you know, there is a trust factor and there's a trust value there, too. But sometimes, just to feel comfortable with your body, especially if you're feeling things that's going on that's not the same, there's nothing wrong to have that conversation. Hey, I'm having some weird things going on. That's usually not, you know. And you ask the question, have you been? And he'd be like, no, well, then, you know, you go to your doctor, he go to his, or, you know, or you go, and it's all good. You still want to have that, just that protection that says, hey, we both good. And it's to me, it's a reassurance that, you know, you for real, you the only one that, because side chicks and everything is on the rise. It's normal. It's the norm now. So with that being the norm, you just got to be safe. Everybody ain't like that. Everybody ain't doing it. But, hey, just my thought.
Right. Hey, that's real, though. That's what we should make a show where we talk about that. It ain't going to be on Wet Wednesday. But here we
no.
come on that. We can talk about that. You know what I mean? With all the things how things are today and everybody's upgrading everything and, you know, bringing toys in and all other kind of things, I think that should be like something mandatory that, you know what I mean, first date, go get a dinner, get something to drink, get to know each other. Hopefully y'all can get into an argument to see how y'all going to react to each other after the argument. Second date,
right.
Go down to the clinic. Third date, I don't know. We can make up something else. But, you know what I mean? That should be part of the criteria in today's age. I mean, just keep it for. I mean, have you ever like heard a story? Like I've heard of stories when I was younger. And I'm for real. I'm not talking about no funny ass third person shit. I'm talking about for real other people's stories. you know, where a motherfucker be like, oops. You know, meaning like they'd be like, oh no, I'm clean. I'm good. That doesn't make sense. Oops, my bad. What the fuck do you mean, my bad?
Right.
Yeah, but that's on you.
Exactly.
It took your ass down.
That's on you.
It took your ass down. In the Twin Cities, you know what color that door is. You should have took your ass down to that red door. Open that motherfucker.
My favorite color. Seriously.
For real.
Yeah, for real. But I mean, because then protection, yes. And literally, I remember one of the co-hosts was talking about that super gonorrhea. And it just so happened I came across it again today. That is not going away. And oral sex and all this that's going on and they're not protecting themselves. This stuff is real. It's deadly. And it's a stigma where they don't want to go get it checked out. Like, they're embarrassed because they always say, won't happen to me, or this can't be happening to me. Well, it did, and it is. I'm going to need you not to let it snowball into something that's going to, you know, affect you in the long run. So I think we should have those conversations as well, because a lot of the younger generation now is getting these diseases and smelling, and it's burning, and it's creating fires, and they don't know what to do with it. But the sad thing now is they're giving it to the girls and they're giving it to the boys, because it's across the board. They liking them both. So now not only is the girls doing it, the girls and the girls and the girls and the guys and the guys and the guys and the guys and the girls. So we're working with. How do you protect them from all that's going on? And still have a relationship.
Well, I'm going to tell you how it can be done on this breezer right here. I know a lot of these people are like, why are you talking about this on Saturday Night Live? Because some of y'all ain't going out just to have fun, hang out with your friends. Some of y'all going out to get it in. And these are some things you need to think about. Strap, wear a condom, have a vaginal dam, whatever the hell it is you need. But make sure you protect yourself. And the answer to that last question she asked, I'ma say it in a song. Famous Kid Brick. Never, ever, ever, ever. I'll let him tell the rest.
We live, y'all.
Change a nigga heart, but get what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never, I say never, ever, ever. Never say never, I say never, ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. And bitches got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. She a thot, but you thot. Yeah, why? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. I will never ever cover that. I will never trust no sneaky ass, creeping ass, lying ass, trifling ass. Oh, can I have an asshole? Dry my bits, spin my ends, lock me in, won't do none of the above. I know exactly what you're hoping. I just wanna be in your ocean. Why we just can't live in the moment? I gotta keep four, girl, I'm focused. I hate when this happens. I hate when a hoe make me feel like the bad guy. I hate when this happens. I hate when this happens. I feel like you're back out unless you a fucking. Unless you a fuck it, and that's all you wanna do, and that's all you wanna do. Cause I was never looking for a girl. I told you that from the start. You thought cause you rock the nigga world. You was gon' change a nigga heart, but get what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never, I say never, ever, ever. Never say never, I say never, ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. And bitches got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. I will never ever cover that. 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 Nah, I used to know no better, but that way in elementary. Now I need getting cheddar, and I'll never let you get me. I'll never ever ever. I'll never ever ever. I'll never ever ever. I'll never. Way back in school, I don't mean to be rude. You want me to be your dude, but I was never looking for a girl. I told you that from the start. You thought cause you rock the nigga world, you was gonna change a nigga heart. But get what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never, I say never, ever, ever. Never say never, I say never, ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. And bitches got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. She a thot, what you thot? That why I will never ever cover that. 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 Nah, I was never looking for a girl. I told you that from the start. You thought cause you rock the nigga world, you was gonna change a nigga heart. But get what? I will never ever cover that. I will never ever cover that. They say never, I say never, ever, ever. Never say never, I say never, ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. Got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. She a thot, what you thot? That why I will never ever cover that. 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 Nah.
Okay, okay. Looks like some requests are coming in. This is a request of a Snapchat. You can hit me up over there. EMONSTA and the number 4. This is a request right here. Monsters Radio. The only thing I don't like about requests, sometimes they don't match up. Like, they don't flow. Like, requests just come in. I just don't know. I know y'all ain't DJs, but damn. New Fat Joe, Remy Ma, The Dream, Vendetta, Heartbreak.
You should leave the house for a moment. Lately, I can't help but to notice. That he don't acknowledge you. Nah, he don't be out with you. I get it, I get it. Where I'm from, we on that bush. Yeah, you know that bush. Real shit, I can even lie to you. But you gotta walk for me.
heard you got friends and saving them all for me. I'm at a time, you know it gets hard for me. Gotta respond, the money keep calling me. You know it be calling me.
Now I can't prove my love, ain't heartbreak 101. At least stay here in my arms until the song's done. They say nothing lasts forever, but forever's always wrong. Now we're in that moment where you wanna do anything but go home.
Girl, you get it, boy. I'm a city girl. Let's leave the country for a minute. Yeah. Let's go pack up the bags now. Let's go to Tokyo. Let's go to Paris. Yeah. Let's go to Rome. I'm so all insecure. I can't contain it now. His love good, but your love's the best, and it only gets better. So let's not forget. Ayy, want me out of my clothes or turn the lights down? I wanna give it to you. I'm talking right now. So you got a pillow? I need to bite down. I ain't ready to go, I'm spending nights now. You know, I know that you wanna give me your love, yeah. And I know, you know that I wanna give it back.
Now I can't prove my love, eh? Heartbreak 101. At least stay here in my arms until the song's done. This ain't nothing lasts forever. Oh, no. Forever's always wrong. No, now we're in that moment where you wanna do anything but go.
Oh, man, I knew that was going to happen. The music wasn't stopped before I got the time to get back over here. I got kicked out. It is what it is. So, all right, Friday Night Live, we're making it do what it do. So, all right, you got a request you want to hear, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Everything's going to be Monster US Radio, DJ E Monster, and we're going to get Miss Unbelievable, her own page here in just a little bit, or you can just hit up the Monstars, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z-T-H-E, the Monstars on Facebook. So, so seeing that we did open up the whole thing about the state fair, let's go ahead and let the people that haven't been there know a little bit about our state fair and what it's all about. This isn't like just a 1 or 2 day fair. This goes on like a week long. I mean, have you ever been to the state fair? Because there's some people that are from here that haven't been to the state fair. Have you been there before?
Ooh, see about that. I think one long time ago. I don't remember. I don't go.
Really?
Not the one to ask.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. So what's some of the reasons why you wouldn't go?
I don't see the purpose. I mean, it's a lot of people. I'm just saying. It's a lot of people eating. I would probably go to people watch because I'm a people watcher. I don't know. There's a lot of people and it's just eating. I don't know. I don't want to see no pigs on a farm. I don't know. I guess I just don't care. I don't know. I can see people walking around every day on the street down Penn or Broadway. I don't know. I don't get it. If
right.
someone tells me what the purpose
right.
of it, maybe I would see it fun, you know, more fun. But when I went, I was hot. I was walking around.
Mm-hmm.
People was bumping
mm-hmm.
into you.
Mm-hmm.
They were eating excessively. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, the music, you know, that's cool,
right.
grandstand, you know, it's almost like, it's mm-hmm. almost to me like Family Day on Urban League. It's the same thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
what's the difference? There's more people come.
Right.
So,
right,
if you
right.
give me a reason why, I mean, you love it, maybe I can grab hold of it, but yeah, no, mm-mm.
Well, the State Fair, I do have to tell you, State Fair, along with anything, even the Mall of America, it is what it is. They're going to be like, why you throw us under the bus, you monster? We ain't had nothing to do with that. Is the traffic. It's so many people. I really think that they need to make the streets like one ways. And people don't know yet. They have like four streets. It's like a little city. I think they should have one ways. Or people, look at it as if it's traffic. Keep your ass to the right. No matter which direction you're going, keep your ass to the right. Don't go down the left lane, down the middle of everybody else coming up that way. You're going to walk down the middle of everybody. Then you got the people holding hands. They don't want to stop holding hands. Like, for real, don't make me walk in between y'all. I swear to you. I put that on baby that I'm going to do something to both of y'all if y'all don't let hands go walking down the wrong side. Y'all just going to wrap around me like that. It is what it is. But the fair, I think in order to really, really, truly, truly love the fair, you have to go out as a kid. To me, that's what the fair was for me. It was more for the kids to teach them certain things, the inner city kids, that they're not going to learn in the inner city. The fair is really more about contests and things for farmers and things like that. That's why you see like where they have like where the pigs are being born and the big ass, they have like what, like the biggest pig in the world. These motherfuckers like 2 tons. You know, they got the big show horses and all that. People come from all over to be in these contests, and it's kind of like more of a farmer's agricultural type thing. They just have other things that go on that's interesting to people, like the corn dogs, the rides, you know, everything that you have at a small fair, but on steroids. There's just so much of it that it's just crazy. So, you know, just to take your kids so they can see a pig in person. You know, most inner city kids don't see that. You know what I mean? They don't get to see a live horse unless some police is on it. It is what it is. But, you know, they don't get to see the foxes, all the different kinds of fish, those type of things, you know. And then the fun of, you know, being there getting a corn dog. That was like our big thing, you know. Actually, our big thing at the fair, always. And I learned there's a trick to it, is getting the corn. The thing, like, my mom used to have this big thing, like, I always remember, she always knew how to get the 2-for-1 corn. You dig? I don't know what it is, but to me, the corn with a little bit of burnt on it, that's the best corn to me. I'm just saying. And then there's also what is it? Martha Stewart's or the grandma's cookies. Everybody likes the cookies. Everybody's got to get them a bucket of cookies. To be honest, they're a little too sweet for me, but everybody else around loves them. I buy them for friends, family members. They go crazy when I give them to them. Say these are directly from the State Fair, but to me, you got to eat them while they're straight hot. If you don't get them while they're straight hot, but you got to get them while they're straight hot. But yeah, the State Fair, it always has been, you know, a good memory for me. But like you said, sometimes in the past, it's just been too damn hot. You be, you aggravated. People coming down the wrong way. Then you got this couple coming. They don't want to hold hands. And I swear, I put that on baby. If they don't stop wrapping around me, I'm going to have a problem up in here. Get it? It is what it is. Everybody know when you go to the fair, walk your ass to the right. It's like traffic. To the right, to the right, to the right, to the right. But also, I think it's a great place for artists. If you're an artist, it's a really great place to go promote yourself. You know, like, I think it was the year before. I really wish I had went with my idea when I had it in my head, but I didn't do it. But another artist did it, and he got, like, a record for it. He was the first artist to be out there with a CD on a stick. You know how out there they have everything fried on a stick. You can get a fried pickle. You can get fried alligator. Let's see, what can you get? You can get anything you name it. They got it on a stick, fried, deep fried, deep fried everything. Anything you think of, they got it deep fried out there. Yeah, deep fried fruit, that's one of my favorite. They got cherries, pineapples, apples, and things like that. Let me stop. But yes, that's why I like the fair. The fair is a really great place to me. It's just super expensive. Oh my goodness, it's like $15 a pop. And like $12 to get in. Man, I had a family of four, plus my baby mama. You dig? Oh, my goodness. It's breaker, brother. Just getting in there. You got to get tickets to get on the ride. Oh, my God. Tell me, no, you're not riding the ride. No, the ride is not safe. Oh, no. These rides was good as hell back in the day. But I mean, no, they not safe. They're not safe. We don't do rides. You dig? Don't you hate when you got that parent, though? They take you places and be like, you can't get on it, and they break it down to you. You be like, for real? I mean, why we even come here? I can't get on the ride. I can't do the carnival toy because you're talking about it's all a trick. It's just to trick people, you know, because I'll be telling them, hey, that's carny stuff. No, we're not going to do throw the circle and try to get it on the bottle. The bottles are too little. They don't fit in the ring, or the bottles are too big for the ring. It's not going to work. Blah, blah, blah. And, but the other kid won, yeah, but that's a trick, too, see? They got people out here playing. People like, Dad, you bogus.
Wow.
Dad, you bogus. Yeah. But, you know, State Fair, Minnesota, great place to be at. Make sure you get out there. It's a great place to take your family. If you can afford it, it is what it is. But sometimes you get lucky, though. Like, one time I took everybody. And we all got in free. Oh, it was such a great thing. Sometimes there's people outside, and they donate money to families. If you walk up as a family, they'll give your whole family tickets to get in.
Oh, nice.
Real talk. Yeah, real talk. Yeah, we needed that. So that saved us like $65. Oh, yeah, we love it. We ate good that year, and we rode a ride. You dig? I'm just
sad.
Oh. I'm so bad. Oh, my goodness. I'm so bad. My kids would be like, that's the way we don't visit your ass now. It is what it is. That's why I just pop up at their house. So do.
Mm-hmm.
Like bad now. I pop up like a bill. Just be at the mailbox.
I took my kids 1 year to the fair. They whined the whole time we was there. We got to keep walking. We got to do it. I said, never again. Never. Never. They was like, oh, I don't want to go on a ride. This is too high. This is boring. Mom, why you bring us? I was like, oh, because it's a state fair. And I did this, that. Oh, it's a state fair. And everyone goes, yeah. My little lazy kids was like, no, Mom, no, don't ever take us there again. We don't care. We ain't got to go. That ain't the great state fair. We could care less. And so, it's like, okay, that works for me. You know, I didn't want to go anyway. But, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, the people watching is great. The things that people wear there, it's hilarious. Yeah, it's a day to show off everything. Yeah. It's a day to be creative. Let me reframe that. It's a day to be creative in the style of dressing and presentation and how to eat. And, okay.
I'm just going to say you're wrong. I can't lie because I do the same thing. People watch. Oh, that is the funnest thing to do when you're bored at an event somewhere. Oh, you just people watch. You just sit there with somebody else and you just make as soon as they walk by, like, oh, no, they didn't. Look at their shoes. Look at their shoes. Look at their shoes. Just look at their shoes. Yeah, like, look at that old man. He's just walking through. He all old and shit, just walking through, like, where's my bitches? Yeah, just people watch. Talk about people as they walk by, what they couldn't be saying. The best is you'd be like, hey, the next person walk by in red beats you up in third grade. Or something like that. You know what I mean? Or the next guy go by and say to some girl, and this guy came by, that was your first love. You dig? Whatever, whatever. But, yeah, people watching is fun. It is what it is. Yeah. It
okay,
is.
So I take my people watching to the next level. Let me tell you what I do. Don't do this at home, you guys. I take my people watching to the next level. I want people watching in, like you know how people are walking, and then I'll just burst up like, hello, how you doing? And
oh,
I'll be starting with, and then I'm going to be like, oh, hi, how are you? I know, don't do that. So, like, you know how someone is just, like, deep in thought and you want to start, and you begin to startle them, and they're like, uh-huh, and then they kind of, like, run into something or they trip or something. Cause they're not coming. They're not ready for that. Hi, how are you? Real loud, or you know, cause you done broke their concentration.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's I would suggest everyone do that. I kind of could get away with it cause my smile kind of takes it away. You know, then they'd be like, oh, she's being really friendly. Oh my god. Now sometimes it could backfire cause then they'll stop and have a conversation with you. Sometimes it backfires.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's a funny thing. It's the most funniest thing because you're just, like, knocking them off their square. Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to throw another breather in here. Then we come back. I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up the show, see what else we've got to put out there on Friday Night Live. So, all right, check it out. This right here, I'm going to play this one right here because I want to say, actually, I take a moment of silence for artists who passed not too long ago. There's quite a few artists that passed, but I knew this guy right here really well. You know what I mean? He ain't never said nothing but good things to me about my career and the things I was doing. I actually almost had an opportunity to do a track with him. He's on a track with this guy that I did do a track with by the name of Dub Nietzsche. This guy's name is by the name of Shotty Boo, so we'll just take a moment of silence for him. Yeah, big shout out to him and his family. So check it out this way. It's Friday Night Live, Dub Nietzsche. This is All Gas, No Break, featuring Shotty Boo, Monsters Radio Live, Twin Cities Music.
Yeah. Yeah. No breaks.
Right. No breaks, man. Yeah. What's up, Dub Nietzsche?
Nigga.
Yeah. Shotty, what's happening?
Oh,
man, I'm chilling, man.
They say they want us back again. They want us back again.
No breaks.
Fuck gas, nigga.
I smash gas without no breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
I smash gas without no breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing
the gas. Undertaker for a Lambo. She said, Dub Nietzsche, you just too much to handle. Fall for anything what you stand for. I plan for big houses, big riches, back bitches, close to the tightest ditches. No good, trying to find something thick, keep me hard as wood. Make sure that I'm never misunderstood. Trying hard to change the bad days in the good. Yeah, I keep spitting all gas. Can't help it, nigga, my mind's staking, getting cash fast. Please don't wait. I know over the years a lot of niggas hate, but I'm on top of the hill. I'm never gonna tell you shit fake, I'ma keep shit real. Fuck how a nigga feel. Nigga, I'm my own puppy, I don't need no deal.
I smash gas without no brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
I smash gas without no brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas. I got my foot down, nigga, metal to metal. Old school folk, ooh, nigga, hello. I hit the freeway, punching 150 on the dash. Hustle like a maniac just to get the cash. Days in the past, nigga, fuck that bitch. In the third line, till I strike and get rich. Talking on a cell, I don't talk like that. Yeah. Nigga, fuck what you talk about. Nigga, I'm bread. Monkey ass niggas ain't finna see no gorilla. It's F. Ike. Nigga, die to the beat. Like, son of a bitch, you wanna ride with me? I got it rolled up, nigga. I'm pushing the dog. Nigga, fresh shot the coupe. Nigga, 2-4 dog. Nigga, talking to the bitch like, what up? Nigga, I know she on my back. She wanna fuck.
I smash, smash, gas without no brakes.
I smash the game.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the game.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the game.
I smash, smash, gas without no brakes. No brakes. No brakes.
Nigga, now push, push, bounce, rock. Push, push, bounce, rock. Push, push, bounce. Nigga, shake the
pill. Yeah. Monsters Ready Alive. Friday Night Live. We getting it in. So that's going to be concluding our show for tonight. It's just me, Mr. E-Monster. You dig, Mr. DJ E-Monster. And it's unbelievable. I don't know where Jazzy at. She making it do what it do somewhere. I know she's working. Make sure you tune in to Monsters Monday, Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy, and next Friday Night Live. Make sure you tune in with us. Call in. Join the conversation. I'm just saying. There'll be people over here, y'all be pushing one. Y'all skirt. It is what it is. I'm going to let y'all be because, hey, I just appreciate you either way it go. Monster salute. So anything else you want to put out here tonight before we get up out of here? Miss Unbelievable.
If y'all looking for something to do right now at 10 o'clock tonight, there's the Love on Top Beyonce style at Craze tonight. So if you want to go hang out and just enjoy this nice weather, hit Craze downtown, Love on Top. Nice night. And Elevate Your Network is going down also, and that's at Alibi. So if you want to know some more stuff, go on my page. What is it? Which one do I want to send them to? Miss Unbelievable, Tasha Miss Unbelievable Kemp, or you can hit my Twitter up. Miss Unbelievable E, or you can hit my Instagram, Miss Unbelievable E. That information will be on there.
There you go. And I, if you try to connect with me, make sure you just hashtag anywhere DJ E-Monster or just E-Monster and you will find me. You can Google me. MonsterUSRadio.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever. Just hashtag me. You'll find me. I think he's about to say something else there, Miss Unbelievable.
Yeah, so you need some water. I want to make sure you're good and you're not choking. But I don't think I ain't taking care of you. Need some water.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, don't we got one of the topics for next week's Karma Cafe?
Ooh, yes. Which one?
Just one of them.
Ooh, when you're out and what are we gonna say? When your daughter calls another man daddy. And the other one is when your ex decides to leave you some money. How he leaves it to you, you got to tune in to figure that out.
All right, that's next week. Make sure y'all tune in. But check it out. This is, matter of fact, I'll let her tell you who
she is. Hey, this is Tia, and right now you're listening to my new single, Love Me or Leave Me. What's up, guys?
Her name is
Tanir. Oh, what happened?
tripping about last night. I don't wanna be foolish. All up in my head, can't get you off my mind. I've been trying, and the more that I hide, the more that it shows, and the more that I fight, the stronger it grows. I can't find the words to describe. There's something else. Taste of paradise. It's like you always knew me. Yeah, yeah. Can't do a thing, no strings, but my hands are tied. More. And the more that I hide, the more that it shows. And the more that I fight, the stronger it grows. I can't find the words to describe it. There's something else.
Monsters right here on live.